You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. The City Theater Company in Wilmington is bringing comedy to the stage with its latest production, Vanya and Sonya and Masha and Spike. The Tony Award-winning play by Christopher Durang puts a modern comedic spin on classic Chekhov characters, following three middle-aged siblings whose quiet life is upended by a surprise visit. In this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny catches up with the play's director, Joseph Pukach, and the City Theater Company's artistic director, Curry Christine McElrone, who's playing Masha, to explore the ways the company is bringing this sharp-edged production to life.
Let me start by asking you a little bit about this play and what's the story it's telling.
So the main story is about basically three siblings, brother and two sisters. One sister's adopted, and the two of them live together in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. The older sister, or the other sister, is basically a movie star. And she's coming back home for sort of a surprise visit to let them know that she is selling the house. She's basically been supporting them and has reached a place in her life where she doesn't want to do that anymore. So you get a lot of sibling rivalry. You get a lot of old wounds being ripped open. And it's the comedy. So it's all played very humorously, but there's also a lot of heart. There's some tears for sure. You know, it's not a wacky comedy. It's definitely a little more cerebral. You have your overwhelming sense of Chekhov kind of watching over all this. And we know that he was a very deep, dark guy. You know, the comedy comes out of a lot of different places. It definitely can come out of drama and pain. And I think this play does a really nice job of mining all of that and making it entertaining still.
Curry, you play Masha. I wonder if you could tell me a little bit about your impressions of the play and also something about your character.
Sure. City Theater has a long history with doing Durang, so, and I've been in two of the ones that we've done. So I kind of love Durang. I feel like I grew up, cut my teeth on some Durang. For this character, and I think all of these characters, there's a lot about like aging that kind of goes hand in hand with that technology. So you have people who are essentially middle-aged, and, you know, they're no longer in their first or even second flush of youth. And then, like, what does that mean? So for this character, who is in a very superficial Hollywood world, and the, you know, the way she kind of speaks and the actions she's going to take that are very lonely and very like about kind of what it means to be a woman in that environment. That's obviously something I've been in for my whole life. So it's pretty with doing theater. So it's so that stuff's very interesting to kind of plumb and think about, and how you use that to like inform the character. And from a City Theater standpoint, you know, like I said, we've done a few Durangs, and it's very City Theater because we don't tend to do like your kind of easy comedies. When we do comedies, we're usually doing ones that have some, you know, some oomph behind them, some depth. And with Durang, they're usually kind of dark comedies. Durang was, you know, significantly older when he wrote this one. And it was, I believe, his last play. And I think that's reflected in there, too. You know, it's like all this kind of, you know, keeping the humor, but then there is a lot of heart. And I do think in his plays, ultimately, there is a lot of heart, because a lot of them are about family or just relationships, and kind of how people deal with all of the everyday absurdities that we deal with. And from like your very heavy things that happen to just the mundane, like in this play there, you know, it opens with an argument over a cup of coffee from the same coffee maker that is somehow different one cup from the other. There's no reason for it to be different. It kind of sets off, you know, where we're going with this play of the kind of yin and yang between like silly things that then become like this big blow up, and then, you know, right back into, but it's okay because we're looking out the window and we hope the blue heron comes. So it's, I love it. It's a great, it's just, it's really fun, and getting to, you know, really plumb that with our particular cast of actors who are all very, very talented and, you know, have a lot of thoughts and have a lot of ideas and are doing their homework is a joy.
In this play, it seems to me the complexity of the relationships is a big part of the story. So, as an actor, how do you prepare for that? And as a director, how do you put the cast into that space?
Well, we were actually talking about this yesterday. The main thing with comedy is you don't want to play it for the comedy, because then, you know, it's, you try too hard, the audience knows you're trying too hard. And if you just let the realness of the characters come out, and people will recognize that in that, you know, themselves in those moments, it works so much better. They say things that you're just like, yeah, that's my family. That's definitely something that my dad would have said, or my sister would have said. And now you have this like tableau of six different people all contributing to that and having the little weird senses of humor. I mean, Carrie's character is a great example. Like, she comes in like a tornado and is just disrupting these siblings' lives that are so simple. And like they, she said, they just sit in front of the window and they watch the pond and they do this, but it's done with such subtle comedy.
Yeah, all the characters being ground in, you know, who they are, and solid in who they are as these people, because I think that they're very real people. And it's great. It's so great to have these sort of these very talented people who understand the assignment, as it were, that know to kind of dig in, know what they can pull in without it. And then I think the challenge, of course, is the comedy, right? And it's not heavy, and that it is clearly a comedy that you are, that you're signaling early on. In one of the interviews I read with the original cast on Broadway, one of them spoke about that, about kind of how you let people know that it's okay to laugh, because that can be the trick sometimes with comedies like this. It's just kind of like, it's like a slice of life, I guess, really, which is what really good theater should be. And you're just literally getting a window into a weekend in this particular group of six people's lives. And as an actor, that's just always amazing.
Sonia and Vanya and Masha, probably names familiar to people who are familiar with the work of the dramatist Anton Chekhov. Talk about the connection to the plays of Chekhov in this piece.
It's neat. In the back of the script, Durang actually kind of breaks down his experiences with Chekhov and then where he kind of pulled these characters from. I mean, they literally are named after Chekhov characters. In the story, their parents they worked at community theater, so they were scholars, and so they lived that world and decided to name their kids literally Chekhov characters. You're not getting a Chekhov history when you watch this. It's definitely not like some dry thing like that. But if anybody who has read, you know, The Seagull, they reference The Seagull, the Three Sisters. I mean, it's, you get those little kind of like, you know, Easter eggs, I guess you'd call them now. It's not going to be inaccessible to people who don't know it.
Yeah. Durang made a big point about that. And kind of like Joe said, they are a little bit of Easter eggs, and I'm still like finding them and discovering them. Where like you'll say a line and you'll be like, oh, that's from, you know, right, I forgot about that because I read that in, you know, college 900 years ago and it didn't stick. So it's definitely, you know, the tongue kind of firmly in cheek about what it is. And I think overall with Chekhov and a lot of his like more famous plays, like Uncle Vanya and the Three Sisters and Cherry Orchard, Seagull, it's just people sitting in a room talking. And you don't need to be well-versed in Chekhov and an academic or an actor or anything like that to kind of get the impact, I think, of those references, because he plays fast and loose with all of it. You know, it's not consistent, but that overall theme of, you know, we start the play with two people that sit in a room, and there are, and the two characters in the play that are not, you know, anywhere in Chekhov are Cassandra, who's the housekeeper, who is just named, you know, for mythology, Cassandra, and just constantly is coming in with these crazy Greek chorus-like doom and gloom prophecies that she has because she is psychic and all this kind of stuff. And again, and it's kind of, you know, it's just fun. It's just a fun little take, but then her predictions start to happen or come true, or they've already happened. So, you know, you get a lot of humor. And then the character of Spike Clearly, there is no Spike in a Chekhov play because that is a very modern name, right? And so I think there's a little bit of that too, of like having kind of these two outsiders and the neighbor Nina, who is named after a Chekhov character, three against three coming in and disrupting this like structure because they're sort of outside of the family unit of the traditional Chekhov of a bunch of people sitting around talking about what they might go do and then not going to do it. And these three kind of force, I think, some things to happen, subtly or directly in the choices that these other characters make.
Thanks to the City Theatre Company's Artistic Director, Kerry Christine McElrone, Director Joseph Pukach, and our Martin Matheny for joining us on this edition of Arts Playlist. The City Theatre Company's production of Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike runs through April 12th. Visit the Greens page on DelawarePublic.org for more information. And we wrap up the Green next with the first episode of the new Delaware Humanities podcast, People and Planet. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.